You know when you go into space, right? Or when you used to go into space, remember that? When we used to go into space, it was so exciting, wasn't it? And NASA would have everything covered for you. Apart from on the occasions where it would explode on takeoff. But generally, they have their best minds on the job. I mean, it is genuinely rocket science, isn't it? The number of times if you work for NASA, someone must say, come on guys, let's get this sorted. I mean, it's hardly rocket science. And then everyone will laugh, won't they, at NASA? Because that's what it is rocket science. That must happen hundreds of times. Every single day at NASA, you must have a laugh. Anyway, they thought of everything, them NASA scientists, brilliant. They are brilliant. Has anyone ever tried to make an IKEA wardrobe? It's tricky, isn't it? Even with the instructions in front of you, it's like, is that the right way round? Oh, fuck, I've bashed the doweling into the wrong hole now. I need a bradule to pick that fucker out for 20 minutes. And now I'm a doweling short, that kind of thing. NASA are sticking rockets into space, apart from when they explode on takeoff. With, you know, with people on board, they're going to the moon. Not for 50 years. Just once and then never again. But genuinely impressive stuff. Literally. Rocket science. However, when it came to coming back to Earth, NASA kind of ran out of ideas in the old days, didn't they? Their big idea for coming back to Earth, remember? Getting a little capsule at a million miles an hour and hurtle back towards Earth and then at the last minute release a parachute. A fucking parachute. And land in the ocean. And then get rescued within 5 minutes, otherwise you'll drown. How did that get past the brilliant brains at NASA? Is that the best plan? Have we got our best minds on the job? Is this the best that we come up with? Did you look at other ideas? Land in the fucking ocean? What I'm saying is, there's always a part of everything that's shit, isn't there? Every great thing has a really shit bit. Even this poodcast. That's going to make no sense if you haven't listened to the previous. Even this podcast has got, I can't think of any specific bits, but, you know, hunt carefully and you'll find a shit episode. Nothing or very little is perfect, is it? There's always. There's always that moment. There's always that shit bit, isn't there? That will hopefully now forever be called. The astronaut in the ocean. The shitty bit that they didn't really think through as much as the other bits. The astronaut in the ocean. I clocked onto this when I was a kid. Remember episode 103? Of course you do. That wasn't a shit one, was it? One of the most popular episodes with a very funny, then I'm told, very upsetting story. Sorry. About my stepdad storming in and ejecting my U2 CD that I was playing too loud. What I didn't mention in that episode, because it was irrelevant to the story, but, and would have made it shit, but very relevant to this story and to life, is that my stereos back in the day, did yours, all had very slow eject buttons. I made sure of that. My stereos had to have very slow eject buttons, particularly on the tape player, but also the CD. Some stereos sounded great, but I'd reject them because they'd thought about everything. And then it came to the eject, and the stereo scientist thought, oh, fuck it. Do whatever. If somebody wants it out, give it them quick. No fuckers. No fuckers. That was your astronaut in the ocean moment. If somebody wants something, make them wait. If something is good enough, make them wait. And deliver the item with finesse. Don't just chuck it out back to Earth. Attached to a fucking parachute. Everything in life has that astronaut in the ocean moment. Your favourite film or TV programme will always have an inexplicably shit bit or shit episode where everyone clearly in that moment couldn't be asked. You have a beautiful meal, there's always a shit bit. Why do you put so much sweet chilli sauce in a fish cake? Fuck's sake, chilli sauce in a fish cake. Astronaut in the ocean. I talked about it in episode 77, human. We're only human after all. But perhaps a better way of explaining is it, with humans more than anything, there's always a shit bit. With everyone, with all of us. It could be the absolute love of your life. When you first meet them, they soar like a NASA rocket into space, all sexy and shiny and jet-powered. And together you float into space, you're on cloud nine and they're perfect and they say all the right things. You know, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Fuck me, Neil. Was that scripted? Oh, you're so sexy. Who wrote that? You just thought of it. Oh, fuck bullshit. Oh, Neil, you're so amazing. Should we go home? Yeah. Let's go back to my place. Yeah, let's go back to my place. There's a tad more atmosphere. But oh, Neil. Oh, you're so perfect. Let's go. Let's get in. What's our route back to planet E, Neil? What? We're going to hurtle in a little capsule at a million miles an hour and then... What a fucking parachute! What if that fails? Oh, fuck, we're in the ocean. We're going to drown. We're going to be eaten alive. That was shit. The shit bit with every human is coming. It's coming. Don't think it isn't. I've talked previously on this podcast, maybe it won't be something they do. Maybe it will be out of their hands. They will start to smell of death. Or you'll find out they really don't like snooker. Eventually, even the most perfect person, there is their shit bit. There is their... astronaut in the ocean. And the biggest realization when you grow up is that you have this astronaut in the ocean moment too. You're not perfect, far from it. And you've been created not by rocket scientists, but in my case, by a teacher who was probably drunk at the time and a nurse. We then split up and then I was created by a post office worker who didn't really love me, with five masturbating sons, three of which I'd never met but I had to share a bedroom with. You go back to how you were formed and you start to realise, oh wow, they didn't put any effort into this bit. And it's the bit you often put no effort into or less thought into, whether it's the stereo or the NASA rocket. It's the landing, isn't it? It's the coming down. For years, I feel I've been in liftoff, in orbit, flying. And then now, I think it's an aging thing, I get the feeling I'm coming down. I'm landing, I'm settling. And sometimes I feel like I'm hurtling. Hurtling back to Earth with no parachute. And now I'm drowning. An astronaut. In the ocean. And it's at these moments that you realise that NASA, God, the stereo manufacturers, the chef, whoever it was that put those shit bits in, may Maybe it was all in the plan after all. Because the shit bits you notice, don't you? Everything else kind of flies by. The shit bits, you feel every second, every moment in the ocean. You feel how shit it is. The astronaut in the ocean moments make you truly appreciate so much more. The amazing moments when things change. When somebody inevitably rescues you. And you know, it's finally gonna be okay. That's a love to you.